Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Another great emphasis from the John Abramson interview on the Joe Rogan Experience. I've talked about several of these emphases already and analyzed some of them. But of course, you could always go to the full interview. As you know, there's going to be 2.5 hours. And I feel like all this stuff is newsworthy and fair use, because nobody in the mainstream media is going to make the point. So as I said in some of the other ones, it's up to us to make these points. So this particular point, they say about 19 minutes and 36 seconds into the episode, where I've talked about how one of the main problems with our system is that, at least for like Medicare and Medicaid, something can be approved to be billed at whatever amount that they just pull out of the air based on the idea that the drug or the medical device is the newest and the best. They can just bill at whatever amount that might be, regardless of proving whether or not, if it's 10 times as expensive, it's 10 times more effective than something else. If it's 10 times more expensive than the otherwise cheapest solution, is it 10 times more effective? They don't have to do that. So they can just let marketing lead science. I know that's a theme that I have, and just say it works against the problem, just like the other thing works against the problem. And then on top of that, then they can say it's new. And so then the cost is just kind of allowed by however much marketing noise you can make to get doctors to believe that the newest must be better, whether or not you've proven that or not. So that is what John Abramson talks about here. He talks about that we don't do health technology assessment of or cost effectiveness studies. So yeah, what I've said many a time, why do you have new technology in the form of a medical device or a drug and you don't approve it or its billing based on whether it is any more effective than the old device or drug? And why instead do they just approve the new drug or technology regardless, and then they get to bill more? And it's just a matter of whether you can convince doctors or patients it is better based on marketing. So on the Joe Rogan Experience, Abramson confirms my point. The government gives no limitation on what companies can bill. And so on top of the idea that there's no health technology assessment or cost effectiveness studies, Abramson brings out the more practical effect of this, that due to those not being done, that we don't, at least not systematically, inform the physicians of the cost versus the effectiveness. So the doctors could compare that as a matter of course if we did do those studies, but they cannot compare that cost versus effectiveness because we don't do those studies. So there's no documentation for them to go to be informed on that. So maybe doctors would go, well, yeah, I wouldn't mind using something for which we can bill a little bit more, but if it's literally no more effective, then I'm not comfortable with using something that costs like 10 times as much. And collectively, then doctors might start wondering why those types of cost inefficient options were even there if they knew the information, if the information was given, if the studies were done. So Abramson says there's no health technology assessments and then even cost effectiveness studies. Now, I couldn't tell you exactly the difference between those two, but they're still both right along the point of this effectiveness versus cost. The cost effectiveness studies are not even done, so you don't even have the data should the doctors or patients even want to go look for it, which is kind of mind-blowing. So if you're a consumer who wants to ask your doctor which is more cost-effective, they can't tell you. So, you know, costs are notoriously non-transparent, but what makes them less, you know, transparent practically to the consumer is that if they're not versed on the shenanigans, they may take more expensive to mean, well, my doc wouldn't recommend the more expensive option if it were not worth the extra money. But in reality, it may not at all be worth even a bloody cent more. And it may be worth even less, but the data doesn't even get developed, let alone conclusions made, for a doctor or consumer to know that easily, or even to have some documentation to go to should they want to go look. But worse on top of this, Abramson says that rather than having some kind of idea of cost versus effectiveness to look towards, doctors potentially being informed is skewed backwards even more, and he refers to it as a bribe. And I've seen these documents as I've worked in the public sector, and what he mentions here, is what he's referring to, is drug rebates. So what informs doctors what to use is kind of, or maybe literally, a tier of treatment, if you will. Drugs and maybe devices, solutions, may be put on a higher tier, and the higher tier that some drug or treatment is listed on, that's what would be used first, or is at least recommended to be used first. I'm not sure. I suppose it kind of depends on whether it's Medicare or Medicaid or just insurance. But what affects these tiers in the real world is that a drug company can, as Abramson would say it, bribe a pharmacy benefit manager by offering a rebate on the drug. In exchange for the drug rebate, the deal is that the drug makes the higher tier list. So now remember now, there's no cost effectiveness. So the cost is just kind of pulled out of air. And so if they get to say this is the newer thing, and therefore it costs 10 times as much, well, to give a rebate on something that costs 10 times as much, big deal. And so the pharmacy benefit manager is bribed by offering a rebate in exchange for the drug rebate. The deal is that the drug, or I don't know if this works for devices too, it probably does, makes the higher tier list that then becomes the thing is that is more preferred to use. So these agreements I have seen, I've read, and I can attest that that is the exact idea of them. But yeah, he says instead we kind of have the opposite of the cost effectiveness of, well, all you need to know is that it is only 10% more effective, for example, but it costs three times as much. We had the opposite of that. Or maybe that it is no more effective. It's not been shown to be any more effective, but it's costs 100 times as much. And Abramson is saying, as I said, we particularly have a shield up around that information and that limitation on cost. That's what I've been saying all along. So just a little bit of confirmation, just one of the many great things that Abramson discusses on that Joe Rogan Experience. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley.